And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. Just got to get my voice back after, you know, kind of not talking much.
Yeah. Last thing you were yelling was, hook up early.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking about Tackle Day here and giving away a great prize this morning.
Man, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller or texter, and as always, we're going to determine that with a coin flip at the end of the show, whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, is going to win a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Along with that, you're also going to get the brand new 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar. It's an awesome prize. If you want to get in on the fun, you got tackle questions for the guru, Doug, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling in to Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, this week's edition of Western Afternoon is always loaded with great information. I want to throw out a big congratulations to local Kyle Grover. Rick Grover's son.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Winning the U.S. Open.
That's
huge,
awesome.
Huge victory.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Kyle. They have the full rundown on that. Kyle is also a huge Norsk Lithium pro staffer.
Oh, that's cool.
And he had full Norsk Lithium. He says it's the best thing he's ever done on his boat. Now, Anglers Marine, of course, also stocking Norsk Lithium, too. So our great lithium sponsor there at Norsk Lithium is at Anglers Marine now, in addition to that. But big congratulations out to Kyle.
Rad.
And, of course, the Sierra trout fishing is just on fire right now.
I saw a picture from Rick Sports Center of a 10-pounder that came out of Mary this week, and it was a beautiful-looking fish. Like,
best time to be in the Sierras right now. So go check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And phones are packed, and we got to take some calls.
Well, I don't see what better way to start off the second hour than jumping into the phones and talking with our good buddy, Doug, who's gone on some Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Doug. You got a great name there, Doug.
Hey, you got a great name, too. How are you?
I'm good. I just got a surgery this past week. My question's here. What's the size reel that I have between a high-end freshwater to a low-end saltwater spinning reel?
So it would depend on the type of fishing you're going to be doing. Are you wanting to use the reel as a combination where you might go to the lake and do some bass fishing, and then you might do some bay fishing or calico fishing, that type of thing? So in the kind of the little bit lower price point but still high quality saltwater reel, we like the Shimano Bait Runner. They're bulletproof. They come in a 4, 6, 8 and a 12,000 size. They have the Bait Runner feature, so if you are happening to use a live bait, you can throw it out there, and basically your spinning reel will be in free spool. And so for calico fishing, that's perfect because calico grabs it. You hear the, starts peeling the line off your reel. Just turn the handle, and that clicks you into gear. But also, maybe that 6,000 size would be a good size to cross over into some little heavier-duty freshwater-type stuff. Obviously, if you want to go super high-end, you can go, like, with a Twin Power or even a Stella. Those are fully tune-up proof, bulletproof, smooth, unbelievable top-of-the-line reel. They're expensive, but if you're going to do some little bit lighter line tuna fishing, you might get an 8,000 or a 6,000 size, and then you can use that in your freshwater, maybe for stripers or some bigger fish like that, some of the bigger catfish that people do in freshwater. So it just depends on your situation, but that's the range that I would go with. And there are other models and lines of reels in between that. You've got the Twin Power, the Saragossa, the Thunnus reel is a Bait Runner feature in a higher quality Bait Runner style reel. So
metal body, right?
Dunnus is not. It's not. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it's a metal body. They start with the Saragossa and go on up from there.
But Dunnus is cool. It's a carbon fiber. So carbon it's not like the traditional, you know, high-end, modular style graphite or whatever, whatever the lower level material are. Thunnus is a bait runner on steroids. It's that CI4 carbon fiber body.
Oh.
So it's super, super lightweight, but it's got an advanced drag system.
Yeah.
Thunnus is one of those reels that often gets overlooked, but it's really nice.
And that bait runner feature is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody has to have a spinning reel and go out and fish these yellowfin, a Thunnus would be an awesome reel for that because you can do your free spool deal. You know, you get the bite. They don't feel, you know, and you don't have to hold your finger on the line and get it snapped out of your hand.
Now, are there any deals at Tackle Day on spinning reels?
Yeah, every spinning reel going to be 10% off. We're going to give you 1 yard of Spectra for every dollar spent. That's probably going to fill most reels.
Wow.
If you happen to need a little more, we're charging 6 cents a yard. So, you know, you get an extra 100 yards at $6.
And like we talked about earlier in the show, that's a significant discount. You buy a $500 reel, you get 500 yards, you get another $150 worth of Spectra of your choice.
Yeah.
Power
I mean,
Pro,
between
Holloway's,
$80 and $150 worth of free Spectra. You're saving
$50
on the reel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, so, I mean, this is a good deal.
How much is a Thunnus, like a normal bait runner Thunnus that somebody
they're
would use for local
with that
yellowfin.
Upper 200 range.
Because
like
it's a higher end
maybe,
reel.
You know, maybe flirting with close to three on the bigger ones.
Nice. Yeah. Smaller ones, high twos, biggest ones around three.
Yeah, and a standard bait runner would be?
They're probably in that 180 range, 160, 180. Yeah.
Also a fantastic reel.
We use those in our rental room. You can't kill them.
Yeah, they're bulletproof.
Yeah, they are.
Even the first generation is still bulletproof.
Oh, yeah. Like, I still have some of those.
Totally. Yeah, they're great. Great reel to have. If you're a private boat guy, it's a really nice reel to have for a couple of guests, too. Like, I dig them.
I would get the bait runner D if you're going to do it in saltwater. They have
some
others.
What is the difference?
Well, I don't know the exact differences, but it holds up to the saltwater better, stronger gearing, stronger drags. There's a more entry-level one that would be great for, you know, bay fishing, freshwater fishing, but if you're going to do some saltwater fishing and have a chance to hook a yellow or something, go with that bait runner D.
Bait runner D, all right. Good stuff. Thanks a lot for the call, Doug.
Good to hear you, Doug. Good question. This one is from Dylan from Bonita. I'm looking forward to Tackle Day. What is the deal on jigs? I always stock up every year, specifically looking at JRIs and OCTs, but love picking through all your surface irons.
Yep, so do we. All jigs are at least buy two, get one free. However, we do have quite a few surface irons that we were either overstocked on, maybe thinning out some colors that we just got a little carried away with. Those will be in the yellow bins outside. For a lot of those are going to be like $3.99. And even some colors on OCT, I think we're doing $19.95 on those. So that's, you know, basically half price. So all jigs, so trolling jigs, cedar plugs, any kind of Colt or current snipers,
MC swim baits.
MCs. I mean, that's a big one. People load up on plastics.
Oh, Corey's going to be busy.
So, yeah, and you can mix and match. I mean, I want to buy a surface iron, a trolling jig, and a marlin jig, you know, or whatever.
So if you got three jigs, buy one of those jigs is going to be free.
Yeah, and it's everything that we do is equal or lesser value. So you can't buy two Corey baits and get a $100 marlin jig as your free one. But, you know, that's just common sense. And we're actually doing the same thing on hooks. All hooks, buy two, get one free. So guys come in and they'll stock up. They'll get, you know, some Mutus or something. I want a 4, I want a 2, I want a 1, I want a 1.0, I want a 2.0. You know, you just go right on up the line and get kind of replace everything that you went through this summer and get ready for the next season. So hooks and jigs, buy two, get one free. And then we've got a lot of those type of items in the yellow bins outside that are going to be ridiculous prices from 50 to, you know, up to 75, 80% off some of those.
The bins. Yeah. The yellow bins.
The famous yellow bins.
Whoa.
Got to come see the yellow bins. There's a few blue ones left over from last year.
All right.
But the yellow ones are the really good ones.
That's where we really want to dive in.
Yeah.
I mean, how about brand new jigs for $4?
$4.
That just doesn't happen anymore. That was a that was a 10 year ago thing. Like,
yeah, I mean, 20 years ago,
yeah,
probably.
Real.
I mean,
yeah, for sure.
And there's just every category of stuff outside that we're thinning out inventory that we got overstocked on during the supply chain issue when we were hoarding everything we could get our hands on.
Yeah. What's really going to be cool is seeing all the people, 23 different vendors, seeing all the manufacturers' reps there, talking their stuff so you can buy it and talk to the reps about it. And that's what makes Tackle Day such a special thing.
Yep.
The one thing we have not talked about are the seminars.
Yeah.
And we haven't covered seminars. So I know, Rick, you've been in charge of the seminars.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Very proud of them this year. We're going to have 3 seminars throughout the day, all at the main stage in the parking lot under a tent. We got good seating. The seats do tend to usually get full, but we've got a lot and plenty of room thereafter. So we're starting off the morning with the team from Bite Sport Fishing. So both Captain Wes and Captain Dylan, the Bluefin and the Swordfish Guru, combined are going to be doing a combo swordfish and bluefin seminar.
And what time is that?
That's going to be right after we get things rolling. I believe the first seminar starts at 9:15, 10 o'clock. It's just right when we kind of get going, say good morning, first little round of deals, finish off, let's talk, hook up, is the first round of seminars. And, Dylan and Wes, both from Bite Sport Fishing, are going to be
hosting. Well, hopefully we'll be able to drag them in and get a few tidbits on Let's Talk Hookup.
Right.
The live broadcast there. So the actual start of the official start of the event is 9 a.m.?
Yeah, so the way it works, not to confuse everybody, our store opens up at 6 in the morning. All the inside deals are in effect all day, from 6 in the morning till 6 at night.
All the buy 2, get 1 free, all
rods,
that stuff.
15%
rods,
off, reels, 10% off.
That starts at 6 a.m.
And then the vendors are setting up in the lot, so you can watch that. It's kind of fun to watch everybody setting their booth up and sit out there and ask a question on Let's Talk Hookup. Then at 9 o'clock, that's when the official outside portion, so you can approach the vendors and ask them questions about their products. You can go into our booth and attack the yellow bins and the 50% off rod bins. Everybody knows about those. That's kind of a famous, Tackle Day thing. And then that will go until 3 o'clock. We will have 3 rounds of raffles throughout the day, 3 rounds of seminars throughout the day. The casting contest will get up and running a little bit after the 9 o'clock open, and it usually goes until about 1 or 1:30. And then we've got, like I said, the OCT is going to be ringing up jigs. Daiwa is going to be fixing reels for free with a $50 purchase of Daiwa products. And they've also got a bunch of free add-ons. I can't remember them all, but you buy X amount of Daiwa stuff, you go to their booth, and you're going to get, like one of them that I know is you buy, I believe it's a Seagate or a Saltus Star Drag, or maybe both. They're going to give you a free rod. I mean,
wow. But here's the deal. The wise angler would arrive early and get his shopping inside finished.
Yes.
The reels, the rods, the buy two, get one freeze, that kind of thing on the regular stuff. And come and watch Let's Talk Hook Up
exactly.
at 7 to 9 a.m. live. And then attack the bins at 9 o'clock, right?
We do get a pretty good crowd, starting at 6 or 7 in the morning
absolutely.
To do all of that.
Yeah. So there is motive to our madness of being there at 7 a.m.
Exactly,
it's a good time to get there. So, Rick, you continue with the seminar.
Yes.
So the second seminar.
Next seminar, it's usually a little bit after noon. I believe it's 12:15. I'll confirm it before we finish. But that's the one I'm probably the most proud of. And I think that the probably least amount of information that's out because it's so new to what we're doing is all this jigging style fishing for bluefin tuna on our sport boats and speed jigging and slow pitch jigging and all of the we have been very good at dropping a flat fall style lure or a night jig and having a bluefin eat it on the sink or the wind, and we've caught a lot of fish that way, but there's a lot to the next level of it, utilizing the high end gear and the techniques and the style of jigs, and the company company that's one of the companies that's really come to the forefront of that is that West Coast Jiggers. And, you know, you hear it and talk about it, and then you hear all the long-range captains write about it. And those guys are so part of our sport boat fleet. Lots of charters on, you know, the big hitters on the Queen and the New Luan and the Royal Star and the American Angler. And, you know, then you hear the Tims and Brian Kiyoharas and all those guys talking about, like, man, this is the real deal. These guys are really good. And those are the guys that brought so much of that overseas technique and style, you know, where it's most popular here to the West Coast. Well, the team from West Coast Jiggers, along with Brian Nguyen, who you heard here on Let's Talk Hookup, are going to combine to do an all things jigging seminar at 12:15 at Fisherman's Landing on Tackle Day. So that's going to cover the style of gear that they fish, how they're changing gear, how the conditions change, and then that affects their, you know, why they change lures, the rods, the reels, why it makes sense to invest in a jigging outfit, when it doesn't make sense to use a jigging outfit. So that's going to be a really good one. And then the final one might be my favorite seminar that happens every year at Tackle Day, and that's our good buddy Steve Carson. Steve Carson is such
a walking encyclopedia,
such a fixture of sport boat fishing in San Diego. He lives it, he breathes it, he's done it his whole life. Is so good with info, with gear, with tackle. The charter master host on countless trips, and he does a really good one that just kind of helps you break down the gear that it takes to do this type of fishing right. And he calls his seminar, I believe, the five essential outfits to bluefin fishing, and kind of goes over what they are. And his seminar really helps a guy who's trying to add tackle to his arsenal, like where it makes sense to buy the next rod. You know, I've already owned a 25-pound rod, and I've already got a 40-pound rod. What's my next? Should I buy a lure casting rod? Should I buy a heavy rod? And his seminar is great for that. And I always say, if you're there in the afternoon, dude, attend to Steve Carson's seminar and pay attention to what he says. Steve always has a pop quiz at the end of his seminars for some ridiculously rad prizes. Like, he gives away tackle from all the sponsors, sometimes trips. Like, it's a sneaker way to maybe get yourself something really cool for free at a Steve Carson seminar.
Good tip. Hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed. They want to talk to Doug.
Don from Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Looking forward to next weekend Tackle Days. Question for the three of you. I'm on a 8-day searcher next month, hopefully the Ridge and Wahoo, so I need some expertise on what I need to prepare for as far as lures, bombs, jigs, etc.
Very nice. Well, we have seen some pretty decent Wahoo catches come back to the docks here recently. It's Wahoo's a hit-and-miss type of fish, but you're coming into the primest of the prime season. And so there's three ways you can catch them. You can do trolling, jigs, live bait. So let's start with the trolling. We used to use more of the marauder-style jigs, but it seems like the deeper diving plugs have become the mainstay. Nomad, obviously, they make their DTX minnow in a 200 and 220 size. That's just a must-have, at least one of those, maybe a couple. And then that bomber, the CD30 size, is the sleeper jig. It's like a giant Rapala. It comes in pink or purple. They come in all colors, but for the Wahoo, that's what we tend to have as our mainstay. If you've got your old-style Yozuri Marauders, bring them because they work as well as they ever did. Just because the things have changed, we've stopped carrying that style jig for the most part. And then if you want to go to the jig fishing, a traditional jig or a bomb are the two main ways that you can go. Typically a single Siwash hook is considered, you know, the best hookup ratio. And I always kind of say if the jig fishing is a little tough, they might bite a traditional jig a little better. So we have some JRIs in a heavy stinger size that have a single owner Siwash on there. That's a pretty deadly little jig, super dense and super heavy, gets down quick. It's a little skinnier. You can wind it as fast as you want. And then the C-Strike 33, that's kind of a long, skinny jig, again, so you can crank it fast.
Do you wire them up or no?
that, you know, there's three methods people do it. If it's super finicky, a lot of guys will throw it out there without any kind of wire at all. You know, some guys have tried putting fluorocarbon on there to maybe fend off a little bit of a short bite. And then obviously if they're biting good and you don't want to lose jigs, you just put a piece of single strand wire on there, maybe 58-pound test, somewhere in that realm. And then if they're biting a little better, your hookup ratio is going to always be better on a bomb because the hook is in a soft skirt. So when a wahoo attacks a bait, they usually attack it from the side. If they're attacking a metal jig, a lot of times they can spit that before they slide back to the hook. If you've got a bomb and that hook is in the skirt amidship on the jig, they come flying in, grab that jig, and the first thing they grab is the hook. So all of these jigs are meant to be cast out, and you want to let them sink a long ways. People get all excited and start winding too soon. A 45-degree angle, something like that, is probably better than trying to crank it after it sinks for 10 seconds. Also, they'll bite a surface iron, and if you want to go down that road, a lot of guys do it. I mean, surface iron is the best way to catch any fish as far as I'm concerned. So you can try that method as well.
And also, like all those, like DTX trollers, all the big trollers that are like $40, $50 a piece are buy two, get one free.
Yeah, all these jigs are buy two, get one free at Tackle Day. Yep.
I got to throw two things out there that I thought of. One, another lure that I really like that is on the expensive side, and there's no doubt, so, but has really good longevity, and it was one of those lures that we chose not to carry, and our customers forced us to put it in. It's made by a company called Mag Bay, and it's a lure called a Mag Track. It's $100. $100 to me was too much. Like, when they brought it to us the first time, it's like, that's just too much. It's more money than a guy's going to want to spend on a trolling lure, and our customers forced us to bring it in because it's a really good wahoo troller. It's kind of heavy. It runs real deep, and I think that the deep running is one of those things that made those DTXs so great. But the difference is it's a really good longevity lure, and DTX gets bites like an SOB. Like, they get bit so good, but God, they're so fragile sometimes.
Yeah. You're done.
Sometimes they don't have the longevity. That MadTrack's $100, but if it lasts for, if it lasts three times as long, well, sure, then the value's there. So I really like that. And then the other thing is I got to give a big shout out to our buddy Jamie from KK Pono. He was super generous to our Friends of Rollo raffle that we're doing, and he made some like custom made wahoo bombs that are made like they're poured like a marlin lure, so like a really nice resin head, beautiful, like, you know, metallic-y skirts, but all wired up with really nice hooks. They're a super high-end wahoo bomb, and he, you know, he donated several of those along with some marlin jigs and other things to our to our raffle.
And I will say that Nomad DTX, they recognize that there's been a little problem. The thing stops the boat like crazy, but they'll have some problems with maybe the bills cracking or something like that. So they're coming out with their HD heavy duty model early next year, and they've tank tested these things down to 1,300 feet. They will not crack. They're the same swimming action, but just beefed up. They've also got a new hook with a little bigger barb. So, sometimes a fish will fall off when you've got that smaller barb. So,
I can't wait for those.
So that's a huge upgrade. I actually, day before yesterday, made my initial order for those. So we're kind of excited about that one. And you're right about that MagTrax. It's a more traditional wahoo trolling jig, and if you're a private boater going down south, that thing will troll any speed you want.
It's rad.
And then just real quick, the last thing, bait fishing. You just want to have some single strand or multi strand, 27, 38, 44 pound test. Just a live bait hook, and throwing a sardine out there sometimes when you're on the anchor, there's fish around, you can catch them on bait, which is a lot of fun.
For sure, a lot of fun. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hugh from Torrance writes, with all the different fluorocarbon products and colors of fluorocarbon, is there a brand, line, tone that works better for others? I'm stuck on Pink Seaguar.
Pink Seaguar is, it's their entry level, probably not for the big bluefin kind of thing. And
it's tough, though. I use a lot of pink seagar.
It is
tough.
But what we've kind of gravitated towards is, and I know pink gets bit real well, and so we carry the Ozuri, we carry the seagar, but that gold label has kind of taken over one of the premier spots for getting bites and having the toughness. We also love the AFCO Psycho. Again, it's just...
Yeah, they make a pink, the AFCO Psycho.
They do,
yes.
And actually it's something we haven't gravitated towards at this moment, but...
Pete's just got too much Bongo Joe in him. Like,
I'm a pink fan, I know. I'm telling you. I used a lot of it on this trip. I used... for Yellowtail, I'm sold on it. I like it. Other than Seagar Gold.
It just depends on the type of fishing you're doing. So that 25, 30, 40, 50 finesse fishing gold is... probably 100% the recommendation. For the bluefin, where you need abrasion resistance first and you're dropping a knife jig down and they don't care about, you know, stealthy, so you want the blue label, you want the Psycho, something like that. But yes, pink from the Pink Andy days back in the 80s is the first color to disappear in the water column.
Yeah.
It definitely gets bites.
And here's the other theory of mine, okay? If you're not getting bites on clear fluorocarbon, try something different.
Yep.
Tie on some Seagar Pink or AFCO Psycho Pro Pink.
Yep.
You know, why not? Well, and maybe that'll be your cure to
There's no product that's the end all, but if you can put another 5% in your favor and over time add another fish or two to the box, and you've got to make, you know, if you're not getting bites, that's one of the things. But you've got to make sure you're picking the right bait, hooking it properly, not damaging your bait on the way to the rail. I mean, there's so much to bait fishing.
Getting one to fit.
Jig fishing, it almost doesn't matter as much. I mean, it's a reactionary bite.
Absolutely.
And so I would use one of the more abrasion resistant. That's the only reason you're putting that on a jig. You're not putting it on because it's stealthy.
Right.
And so the color probably doesn't matter, but... you want something that's not going to abrade and lose you a nice bluefin.
Yeah, for sure.
All
Rick, did you have a good one there?
I thought I did, yeah. This was from John in Rancho San Diego. Said, hey, guys, I can't wait for tackle days, and thanks to Doug. I've had a Talica 12 for about 3 years now, and I absolutely love it. Favorite reel. I haven't had it serviced, and it seems to be working fine. What should I be looking for to let me know that it's time to get my reel serviced?
So the things you're going to notice is your free spool is going to become a little bit more stiff. You know, that would be a bearing issue. Bearings are one of the main things that go out on any reel. If you're turning the handle without a fish on it and it's feeling a little tighter than it used to maybe, and things just aren't operating quite as smoothly, those are the two main things that you're going to look for. Also, if you're starting to see corrosion, you want to get that dealt with, although those reels have the EI treatment. And you rarely see, unless you're the Royal Polaris, you rarely see corrosion problems. On those boats, you know, those things don't get washed for like 2 years and they bring them in. And we put them back together and make them as good as new. But, you know, those are the things to look for. Free spool and your handle kind of turning, either making noise and rough sounds or just not turning quite as freely as it once did.
And I might add, you guys at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have an excellent reel mechanic, Vince.
Yep.
He's a master.
Yep. He grew up repairing bicycles and building, you know, custom bikes and that kind of thing. And he's just got a mind that works that way.
Yeah.
And you almost can't train that. You know, it's like Cal and Eric up there. I mean, they're just wizards with that stuff. Vince does such a nice job. And then we've got...
he solves problems like instantly.
That's what blows me away.
He'll look at it.
The no hesitation to just rip a reel apart that he's never had a part before. You know what I mean? Like, I always joke, like, my reel repair stopped at Newell's and Foros. You know, I'm like, that's as advanced as I could be. And like, two speeds, multiple gears, and just in a reel that he's never seen before, rips it apart and puts it back together. I'm so impressed by it. It's a skill set that I don't have, and I wish I did. He's awesome.
Yep. So, and after 3 years, if you fished a lot, you might as well just get it a maintenance done. Maybe not a repair, but a maintenance, because then you just know you have peace of mind that way.
Absolutely.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on Proteus Rod and SK Jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. The name that stands out amongst anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net Line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking Tackle Days. What a fun day this has been.
Yeah, for sure. Look who's on the line. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm out here driving, heading down to, actually out towards Corona. So excuse me if the phone's not too clear, but I wanted to call in and remind everybody that next Saturday at Tackle Days, we're going to be, Friends of Rollo is going to be unveiling the 2024 Grand Raffle. We'll be starting selling tickets that day. Cool. And, I don't have the complete list ready to read off to you, but you can stop by the booth and see what we're doing. And Pete, that $2,000 gas voucher was so popular last year. We're going to repeat that. So that's the number one prize on the list, just to give everybody an idea.
Summit Gasoline.
So rad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was by far and away the most popular item that we had last year. So we're going to repeat that, and then we've got a long list of other great prizes. But we're going to be doing Pick a Box again at Tackle Day, and we've got a nice of boxes and all the prizes that go along with them. And, you know, last year you might remember, we had $30 boxes and a variety of different prices of bags and coolers, up until, we offered a $2,000 bag. And you might recall that we announced it on your show and I didn't even get back to the booth and somebody had phoned me and bought it. So we're going to offer that again this year. We're going to actually have two of them available, and so we're hoping that some very generous people will do that. I will tell you that these boxes that you pick a box, you keep the box and all the prizes that are inside. But in the case of the $2,000 one, you will get $2,000 worth of grand raffle tickets, plus the cooler or the kill bag that's going to be offered. So you're going to be up to around $2,500 worth of stuff before you ever see what you won. And I assure you, you'll win some great stuff. Yes, because you're going to get $2,000 worth of tickets, $2,000 worth of tickets, plus the cooler, or the kill bag, and plus what's inside. So whoever buys those is going to be very, very happy, and it's a huge donation to the Captain Rollo Kids of Sea program. That's what this is all about. So I wanted to let everybody know, we'll have those $30 boxes and a bunch of stuff in between, but we'll be busy all day. We look forward to seeing everybody.
Mike Lum, awesome, you are Mike. Amazing, and you heard us talking probably about Kyle Grover. I know you're the rep for Norsk Lithium Batteries, and those are available now at Anglers Marine, you said, in addition to the trolling
yes.
Doctor, right?
Yeah, they are. I spoke to Kyle just the other day, and he was telling me a little bit about that. He was telling me that he was pre-fishing 11 hours a day, and he said he was on his electric motor almost all day long, and he came in and checked his Guardian app the first day, and found out that he had 72% of his battery still charged after 11 hours of being on the motor. That was amazing. So he said he charged every day, but said he could have gone multiple days and never charged. So he was excited about that, and of course we were excited to have him win that. What an accomplishment, and a very well deserved win for Kyle Grover.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Mike Lum, we'll see you on Saturday. One of the busiest guys I know, Mr. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo, Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you Saturday.
We will see you all there.
All right. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
I say with Mike, remind me, you know, that Rollo obviously is a very big part of Tackle Day also, and we do a big raffle for the day. And same thing, like hit up basically every vendor that we have. Doug has very few requirements, but we only have a limited amount of space. We've been blessed that a lot more people would like to attend than we have room for. One of the only requirements that they make is that they have to kick in a prize to the big raffle. And in addition to all of our friends around town here, Point Loma Seafoods and, you know, and Pizza Nova and all the great spots around, Everingham Brothers Bait Company and all the great tackle people. So we have a huge raffle that we do throughout the day and sell tickets for. And, you know, and part of our proceeds go to the Rollo Fund. And Dallas told me that I had to make a disclaimer. Dallas, my lovely wife, is and her friends usually sell our raffle tickets. But she made me make a disclaimer that she's going to be 2 weeks away from giving birth. So you have to cut her slack this year.
Yeah.
So she
said. She's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be there.
Oh, my gosh. Plan. Yeah. Cut her some slack. For sure.
Her and several of her friends from nursing school are all, like, volunteering, you know, for the day to help us put it together.
To raise money for kids.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
That's awesome, yeah. Hey, speaking of Point Loma Seafoods, I want to remind you, if you come down and you don't want a taco, you want the freshest thing in town, walk on down to Point Loma Seafoods.
Oh, people
and
do.
Grab some
and,
stuff,
and,
right?
You know, we can't serve beer on our premises, but people walk down there and get some fish and have a beer look over the harbor and then come back and check out another seminar. Yeah. And yeah, it's just a good little break in the middle of the day.
There you go, yeah. Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Doug. So let's do it.
That sounds good to me. Let's jump back into him and talk to Tim. Tim's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. I can't wait for this. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight before I'm going to set the alarm real early. You know.
Awesome. There you go.
Can't wait to have you, Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be a kick in the shorts. Just two quick questions. Years back I went to it. It was before the COVID stuff and all that. And they were selling – if you bought a calendar – I mean, I had one more question after this. But if you bought a calendar, you paid a few more bucks for it. I don't know, $30 to $50. But then once a week – and I think they even announced it on your show that – They were giving away reels and prizes and all kinds of stuff. It was the coolest thing, you know. I forget what I won. I won something one of those weeks, but some guy calls me out of the blue. I said, no way, you know, but it was on the – but if you bought the calendar, so it was something like that. And then on the jig, would they, I keep thinking Albies are going to come. They've got to come one of these years. Will they do feather jigs? Will they do those on redoing your jigs? And that was the only other question.
Okay, well, I've got an interesting one. Feathers have almost evaporated from the sport fishing industry. But we had about 20 feathers come in as a donation to Rollo. And so our employee, RC, gave the assessment on all the used gear that this guy had donated. And that way they can get their tax write-off. And I saw those feathers, and I asked RC, you know, how much did you assess those? And he told me, yeah, these are Zucker feathers. I'm sorry if I didn't say that. You can't get those anymore. And he told me, and I said, okay, I'm going to give you double the assessment right now.
and we bought them,
put them on the rack. So right now we have 20 Zucker feathers. I mean, there's probably a zucchini and a Mexican flag and a black and purple.
They were all the most brand new
in the tube. If you come down on tackle day, if they last that long,
they're up there right now.
Right now. So if you want classic Zucker's feathers, they're up on the rack.
I did the same thing. I could have done it. I didn't. I paid full retail and I bought a Mexican flag and a zucchini. Just because.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. You can't get them anymore.
They're unavailable.
To address your question on, you know, if the Albies were to come back, yes, a feather always worked well. In a little rougher weather, some kind of a little jet head, something with a lead head. Cedar plug is an A-plus jig for any kind of, you know, school fish trolling. The elephant we're getting now, they would bite a cedar plug. The feather was the jig of the day for the albacore, and it'll be interesting to see. They're going to come back at some point.
Those Promar Live Deception cedar plug daisy chain things, those are cool.
Yeah.
And really lifelike look on them and stuff like that. Are those going to be on sale?
Everything in the store is going to be on sale.
I think we have them on a huge sale, right? The realistic painted ones that are
50% off. They're normally
50% off.
Yeah. I think they're normally like $59, and I think they're going to be $29, something like that.
Holy mackerel.
Look in the yellow bin.
In the yellow bin. Okay. All right. Hey, he's a little late, but we're glad we have him, right?
Always glad we have him. It's your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, that Great Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, they offer the very best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128.
And I got to throw a little personal plug here. I brought in 325 pounds of yellowfin tuna yesterday to Fisherman's Processing.
Nice.
I gave them to Sean and Melanie in the morning.
Nice.
And I said, just whenever you can get to it. You know, it wasn't a super busy day. There was only a couple of boats.
Yeah, you live in town. The next day, fine.
Before you were off the air, I had a fish.
So rad.
Yeah. Yeah, it was done.
They're the best.
Yeah, and
it's
so perfect, yeah. So Fisherman's Processing.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we got him standing by. It's our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen. Okay. Good morning, Dave.
Hold on 1 second, guys. It's 20 pesos for the spray the car.
Okay, he's obviously in Cabo.
Yeah.
And he's fishing.
Well, and I like that Dave put us on hold.
Not
the other way around, but yeah, like we're on hold.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Maybe we'll
Dave,
go.
Captain Dave, are you there?
Yeah, right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you now.
All right. No, keep it. No, I'm just in Granero Negro. I've been driving like a madman trying to get to service here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up,
Dave? Are you doing in Granero Negro?
Oh, I'm delivering a car for one of your saltwater guide members down to his new house.
Sweet.
I fished the Bisbees, though. What an incredible tournament. 203 boats. two fish caught in the whole tournament. Pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I'll bet. Really exciting, huh?
Oh, my gosh, Pete. The water was like a greenish-yellow in most places. Some places it was actually black. But our good buddy Evan did it again. Jeez. It's amazing. Seven times now on the podium.
Wow.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
Yeah. He had a little, right around $4 million on this one.
So I got a question for you. So when a captain, because you're a captain, you fish, what's the captain get out of something like that? Is it, does it vary?
Well, you're usually writing a percentage contract. You have the boss sign it. You get a lawyer to write it up. Somewhere between 15% and 20%, depending on the owner and the. Evan's got a way sweeter deal though. His boss takes zero.
Oh, come on, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Evan's got some money in his pocket. He's going to be paying some taxes.
Yeah, he may be coming to tackle days. You never know.
That's right.
Yeah.
We may be out of everything by about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But some really good fishing up here, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun right now. You just don't know what's going to happen. There's still that phenomenal amount of squid right off of Huntington Beach. They're still catching it every weeknight. They shut it down on Friday and Saturday nights. But then take that stuff over to Catalina. It's like Corey and I talked a couple weeks ago. It's still like springtime calico bass fishing over there. And then there's a splattering of that nicer grade yellowtail, that 15 to 25-pound fish all over the backside of the island. It all just depends on conditions. There's still pretty good sea bass fishing backside middle. Down east a little bit at Catalina. Up at the Channel Islands, I was talking to one of my guys up there. They're catching that sea bass, driving through the kelp, flicking those flukes into the edges of the kelp. They see the fish swimming through the kelp. They're eyeballing them, driving through the kelp when the weather's nice. And then you guys know that still yellowfin, dorado, and bluefin at the end of October, somewhere between San Clemente Island and the Coronado Islands on that ridge, 43 all the way up through the canyon to the east end of Clemente. And you can stop on 20 kelp patties with nothing, and then you stop on one and it's got 1,000 dorado on it. It makes no sense at all, but we will take it.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have all that information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Check me out, yoursaltwaterguide.com, gang. You don't have to fish for boats anymore. You can find your own fish. I work closely with Danny every day, so we know right. We know what to do once Danny tells us where to go.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. Drive carefully, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
Yay, I made it. Woo!
All right, yeah. Good job, buddy.
All right, well, that report's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, Chlorophyll, Currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or your mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Yeah, here's an interesting question, and the reason I'm bringing this up, it's from Ron in North County, and this came up on the Shogun when we were wiring up our Wahoo jigs. And he says, Doug, do you remember the Raider lures? Do you know where I can buy some Raider lures?
Well,
and there's kind of a... There's the old Raiders and the new Raiders, right?
Yeah, so the original Raider jig, it was made in Australia. It's kind of a flat metal jig that has some angles to it, like a prism of some sort. Mm-hmm. And then they would put a single hook on there for the Wahoo. The guy that was the rep for those... They became tougher to get, so he started his own company and made a jig under the same name and the same shape. And we carried those for probably 15 years. And then finally, you know, metal just became so expensive, he couldn't sell them for a price that a fisherman would pay. So as far as I know,
they're
just not available, yeah. Unless you find what, a swap meet or a garage sale or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we had a fun text. Yeah, fun text come through from Dan in El Cajon. Says, How did you and Rick come to meet and get into business together? I'm having so much fun listening to the banter of this show.
Well, so what year did you start, Pete? Let's talk.
1991.
So 1991, and there was a guy named Paul that was the assistant co-host, and then Marty Milliner, as everybody knows, after that. And I was one of the earlier guests.
All right.
Rick's dad would drive him down to the radio station, and Rick would be the call screener. And so that's how we really met. Honestly, he had come into the store before that, but I don't know that we knew each other well, but, you know, started getting acquainted that way. And Rick lives, eats, breathes fishing. He has taken over the tackle guru spot. He knows more about the Southern California saltwater fishing, Baja, and even other regions than I think just about anybody alive. So it's just amazing to watch the progression from being a 13-year-old kid.
How old was he when he started working for you?
Well, 15. Yeah, he was 15 when he came into the shop, but yeah. You were 13 when you started to get call screening.
Yeah, 13 for Let's Talk Hookups, and then 15 at the tackle store.
And how did you go ask Doug for a job, or did he ask you?
No, it's been my favorite thing is now getting to be in the other roles. Anytime we see a kid now that's in the same thing that I was, like every school report, every book report, everything that I could do with fishing, you know, I did, and we're always looking for that, and now the same thing, like we see a kid a lot of times 4 years before they're old enough to hire, you know, like a 12 or 13 year old kid that's just stark crazy and in buying plastics every day. We plant the seed early. As soon as you're ready for your first summertime job, you make sure you come in here and call me. Like, I
and so that was your first summertime job,
and that was exactly it.
And you were 16?
15. I mean, I wasn't 15. The first 2 years mom and dad had to drive me down to the tackle store to do it. So
pretty impressive.
It's been a really fun ride for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves $50 to spend in a Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Back in 1979, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They lived in a VW van in the parking lot and sold catamarans and sailboats. And over the years, the shop has evolved. They've sold everything from windsurfers to barbecues, paddleboards, and trailers. Here's the point. For over 40 years, my parents, and eventually me, my brother Jared, and sister Ava, have been in the business of fun and making memories on the water with friends and family. If something's in a shop, it's a product we use, are passionate, and knowledgeable about, and want to share with you. We encourage you to come down to our shop, Fast Lane Kayaking on Mission Bay, and check out our huge selection of Hobie Mirage kayaks, accessories, and more. And let's get you on the water, fishing with friends, enjoying the coast with your family, or exploring mountain lakes in solitude. In other words, having fun and making memories.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Man, Tackle Day, November 4th. I heard multiple times.
Yeah, that's this Saturday, right?
How fun is that? Well, hey, I wanted to say a big congratulations. Again, we're giving away a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Doug's going to do the honors, flipping the prize coin. Today we have a caller as our winner. Congratulations, Tim from San Diego. $50 coming to Fisherman's Landing Tackle and that great 2024 Bill Varney CCA calendar. Congratulations, Tim.
Tackle Day. When is it? What's the deal?
6 days away. November 4th, next Saturday. Store opens at 6. We've got all the 23 vendors, all the crazy deals. The yellow bin's full of super specials. That'll kick off at 9 o'clock, as will the seminars, the casting contest. We've got the El Royo serving up the best tacos in town, and it's just going to be a great day. So come on down and get some deals.
Starts with live broadcast at 7 a.m. with Let's Talk Hookup. We'll talk about all kinds of deals and have all kinds of representatives too. That's always a super fun day there doing that. And thanks to JP for manning the phones, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and thank you all out there. We'll see you at Tackle Day, and next Saturday, live from Tackle Day, and then next Sunday, Jeff Clawson, author and Baja fishing expert, flying all the way up to just be with us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you at Tackle Day next Saturday, and then back here in the studio next Sunday on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.